As this bill on concealed carry rules headed to a vote by the full Ohio Senate, gun control activists and police were up in arms over it. One provision they opposed declared that if another state recognizes the validity of Ohio's concealed carry permits, then Ohio would have to allow residents of those states to use their permits to carry hidden guns here. Richard Weinman lobbies for the Fraternal Order of Police. He said that kind of reciprocity could be dangerous because while Ohio requires 10 hours of class time and 2 hours of shooting range experience, other states like Indiana have virtually no standards.
So then in turn, we would automatically have to recognize an Indiana license. And here there's people with absolutely no training, firearms training, but now they'll be able to carry in the bars and strip clubs in the state of Ohio.
When the proposal got to the Senate floor, senators agreed to take out that reciprocity part. Senator Bill Seitz did not mention the police argument as the reason for the move, but he brought up a related one. He worried about a possible loophole that could let not Indiana residents, but Ohioans, to avoid this state's requirements for getting a concealed carry permit.
If we don't do something about this, we are actually creating a vehicle for Ohio residents that we ourselves would not license here. And then they could go to some other state that has no training requirement or allows violent misdemeanors to get a CCW, and they would just go schlepping over to Pennsylvania or Florida and get such a license and then bypass our law.
Seitz said even the National Rifle Association agreed to take out the reciprocity provision for now. But he stressed he was committed to tackle that issue next year in yet another bill to change Ohio's concealed carry law. One change that remained in the bill legislators passed for the first time would open up the statehouse parking garage and a nearby government garage to concealed weapons, as long as they remain stored inside motor vehicles. Senator Larry Obhoff supported that provision. He noted that Ohioans who want to carry hidden guns legally for protection have been frustrated by what they consider to be inconsistencies in the list of places where hidden guns are allowed.
Not allowing firearms on the statehouse grounds or in the garage, even though we allowed them in numerous other places throughout the state, this change takes steps at correcting that.
But allowing hidden guns in the statehouse garage could be dangerous, according to Senator Eric Kearney. He envisioned this scenario.
Someone comes here with a handgun loaded in their trunk, parks their car, goes up, sees if Eric Kearney is in his office, goes back down, gets his firearm, loaded weapon, comes up to with the intent of shooting Eric Kearney, right? And the only thing that we could charge him with is what? Nothing.
Still, that provision remained in the bill, and it passed the Senate 26-7. State representatives who'd passed an earlier different version agreed to the Senate changes. Now, this latest bill to weaken restrictions on carriers of concealed weapons in Ohio heads to Governor John Kasich to be signed into law. For backers of gun owner rights, what they won this round was slightly off their target, but State Representative Danny Bupp said, that's okay. Ever since the original concealed carry law was passed nearly a decade ago, gun owners keep winning small victories every session that enlarge it.
Every time it seems like we pass these bills, baby steps. So next General Assembly, I won't be here, but someone else will pick up the torch and carry it forward to protect our Second Amendment rights.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.